Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the most important things that's happening today is that the voting rights bill is going to be submitted to the Senate. A lot of people think they're going to do an up or down vote on it. They're not. They're simply, believe it or not, given the arcane Senate rules, going to vote on whether they should talk about it. You know, these guys are pretty full of themselves. They all think that they're Roman senators from about 50 AD. That's what they think they are. They think that they're Julius Caesar. They think that they're Cicero. They think that they're lying on a velvet couch in robe and a toga with a garland in their hair, somebody feeding them grapes. That's what they think. They're pretty big opinion of themselves. So they have these arcane rules. First of all, they got to go through, should we even talk about it? Well, how do you know what you're talking about unless you mention it? So they mention it, but they don't debate it. They just talk about whether they should talk about it. It's pretty sad, but in any event, that's what's going on. But there's some developments there and some expectations that we got to talk about very quickly. A progressive group, several progressive groups got together and they're spending $1.5 million on an ad buy directed at Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona on the filibuster. In other words, to get rid of the filibuster for this particular legislation. They're also hitting her on her opposition to $15 an hour minimum wage. And I'm glad they're doing it. Very glad they're doing it. She just came out with an op-ed in the Washington Post with some really weaselly, mealy-mouthed defense of the filibuster, saying we need bipartisanship. Let's get real. Let's dig under the surface here, okay? First of all, one of the things that people in the Democratic Party, like Manchin and Sinema, say is, well, if we don't preserve the filibuster, Moscow Mitch will get rid of it next time in retaliation if he is majority leader. Hey, I got news for you. Moscow Mitch got rid of it last time. He gets rid of it whenever he wants to. He got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments, so they never would have gotten through some of these appointments. He got rid of it for cabinet appointments. Some of the cabinet that Trump put up should be in jail, frankly, not in the cabinet, and yet somehow they snuck through because Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster. The way they do it is sneaky. They say, we like the filibuster. We're not going to get rid of the filibuster, except for this bill and except for that bill. In other words, any bill that's at all controversial in the Republican side, that's a bad bill usually, that we can't get anybody on the other side to go along. And that's fine. That's been decided already by Moscow Mitch. So, hey, Manchin and Sinema, we should do the same thing. You like the filibuster? You want to go up back to Arizona and West Virginia and say you're for the filibuster? Go ahead. Say, just regrettably, every once in a while, for one piece of legislation, we've got to get rid of it like Moscow Mitch did for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. And by the way, we're getting rid of it for the voting rights bill. Now, and I say, well, yeah, but that's a real important bill. Well, so are Supreme Court appointments. They're for life. You can't get rid of them. And not only that, the state legislatures around the country, there are 47 states, 47, that have had legislation put in. Some of it won't be successful because they're not all Republican states, but some of them are successful to restrict voting rights in 47 states. And this is not done on a bipartisan basis at all. It has no Democratic support at all. And in Texas, there are going to be the same number of drop boxes in a county with a few million people and a county with 20,000 people. In some places, on Sundays, you can't start voting on Sundays till the evening so that African-American churches can't do souls to the polls. In a couple of them, if you give a bottle of water to a pregnant woman standing in line in 95 degree heat as she faints, it's a felony. It's a felony. In some states, if a poll worker answers a question that somebody has about voting, it's a felony unless it's specifically a point of information that's provided for in a statute. See, this is all to scare people. And in Georgia and a lot of other states, they simply took away the power of the Secretary of State and elections boards in each of the counties who function very well and said they're going to be apparatchiks appointed by the GOP gerrymandered illegitimate legislature who will count the votes. Joseph Stalin, a murderer, he killed 20 million people, once said, what matters isn't how people vote. What matters is who counts the vote. And the Republicans are doing that right now. So this is not bipartisan. So the voting rights bill, when you say it should be bipartisan, we believe in the filibuster, except on a case-by-case basis, like Moscow Mitch, and we suspend it for this one. So that's number one. Number two, this voting rights bill would get rid of gerrymandering. It would require fair maps commissions. That in itself would reorient the legislatures in this country. Take Wisconsin. The people, the bizarre life forms that have popped up in the Republican legislature through gerrymandering, because what gerrymandering is cracking and packing. Democratic votes are packed into 90% districts. They're wasted. That's why you have the kinds of people that are elected in Dane County. Take a look at the Dane County delegation. Make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. And in Milwaukee, quite frankly, I know some of these folks, you know, they're basically trying, they're good folks. A lot of them would not get elected if it were fair maps. Period, end of story. But a bizarre life form like Voss and LeMahieu and these other people, they wouldn't get elected either. If it was a 50-50 district or 51-49, they wouldn't get elected. Not get elected. You'd have statesmen back there again. And the, frankly, the entire country would benefit. So you're not going to get rid of gerrymandering without the voting rights bill. And you're not going to get the voting rights bill unless we have the 51 votes. In other words, Sinema and Manchin have to vote for it. Manchin has even said he may not vote for it, even as a Democrat. And suspend it like Moscow Mitch did for Supreme Court appointments for this particular bill. Okay, that's not at all complicated. By the way, Manchin has come out with an alternative, which is the John Lewis bill on steroids. He'd add a few things. So instead of getting rid of gerrymandering, it would require that people use computer printouts of the voters. Well, that's what they already do to gerrymander, but there's enough weird language in what he's proposing. I don't know why he's doing this, but that somehow you could argue then to a court that they didn't do that. But, you know, this is our chance. The elections are coming up in 2022. If things go well and we increase our Senate seats up to 53 or 4, the heck with Manchin and Sinema, and we can push it through. But if we lose one Senate seat, Moscow Mitch becomes a majority leader. He has said that he will shut Biden down. He'll not only shut this bill down, he'll shut every bill down. They won't be able to come to the floor. They have said, the Republican senators, they want Biden to be a half-term president. They deem that he was, quote, elected, end quote, and they lie about the big lie, and then for 2 years, not 4 years, once they get back in. They will deliberately injure the United States. They will not increase the debt limit, have us default on our securities, on our treasuries. That's what they will do to deliberately injure the United States, to hurt the Democratic Party and get in the chaos. So don't give me this, Manchin and Sinema, about how we need bipartisanship. That went under the bus a long time ago. Republicans threw that under the bus. You have selective relief from the filibuster to put an end to bad faith and criminality. That's what you do. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And if I stay, it will be-